Anytime you get a chance to win this league, it's huge. We've faced some adversity this year. We've had some tough luck. But those guys in there, they've continued to compete. They've continued to battle. And I'm glad and I'm happy for them that we were able to get a win. And now we got to put this one behind us and keep moving forward.
Welcome to the Raiders Report, the only show that takes you behind the scenes of the Silver and Black. I'm your host, JT. Now, what I took away from Dennis Allen's press conference after the game is that his team played hard at home. They're still playing for pride, and they understood the magnitude, the potential of the sweep against Kansas City. This is Raiders Replay.
Jersey Shore, I've got the honor of lighting the torch today. Mr. Davis, who is my man, I love him to death. I'm going to keep his memory going forever, and I'm going to be a little bit of a part of that today.
Raider Nation, Phil Villapiano.
Ready for their rival, the Raiders took the field in front of their fans for the last time. The defense did its job, allowing only 119 yards in total offense, while sacking quarterback Brady Quinn four times.
He got sacked right in the middle of the Raider defensive front by Desmond Bryant.
Down he goes, sacked back at the 10. Coming through was Philip Wheeler. Stevenson trying to hold out Carter, but can't. Here comes Carter. Oh, devoured the aforementioned Tommy Kelly.
Fourth time the Raiders sack Brady Quinn.
On offense, behind a protective line, quarterback Carson Palmer connected with his young receivers time and time again.
Palmer throws middle. It's caught by Streeter. First down Raiders. A bullet throw there. Carson's best of the day. Right into Streeter for a good gain.
On this day, it was the run game that gave the Raiders the advantage, amassing more than 200 yards on the ground.
Inside handoff to McFadden. Big hole. First down 20.
Vincent. He breaks a Johnson tackle. He breaks a Lewis tackle, and he's off to the races.
But it was the left foot of kicker Sebastian Janikowski that left the Chiefs days.
Field goals of 20, 50, 57, 30, and 41. The Raiders pitch a shutout. Big day for Janikowski.
As the Silver and Black saluted the fans in attendance by saying so long, with a final score of 15-0. Last Sunday also marked the annual Raiderette Awards, where members of football's fabulous females were recognized for their outstanding efforts throughout the season.
The Rookie of the Year, Michelle Murphy. The Dancer of the Year, Natalie Preco. The 2012 Raiderette of the Year, Kelly Lack.
Congratulations goes out to Raiderette Kelly. She'll be representing the Silver and Black at the Pro Bowl in Hawaii next year. Stay tuned. There's still more to come on this week's edition of the Raiders Report.